Hey, we had an all-timer last night. The Michigan Center girls, as we have been talking about this morning, 5 overtime win over Williamston. And Coach Joe Lusk joins us this morning. Joe, you're probably still exhausted, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep, it was tiring. The bus ride home was like, are we ever going to get there? And I couldn't imagine if it had gone the other way, how long that bus ride would have been.
Boy, I've talked to coaches who have been in crazy games like that before, and they really have a hard time recounting what happened. But I know they hit at least one long, maybe half-court shot to keep the game going.
Yes, yep. I think there was about 5 seconds left. Their point guard, I think she finished with like 23 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7 blocks, I believe the article said. And it wasn't like we just let her go. We had 2 people standing by her, and she banked one off the board from about half court. One of the other ones, I'm not sure how they came in order, but one of the other ones, I think there was about 7 seconds, and they pushed it up. One of their girls, number 12, had 7 threes, and she tied it. We had lots of opportunities, but they matched it, and we just kept it going.
You had some great performances, though, didn't you?
Yeah, yep. I think we had two to three people with double-doubles.
And in particular, your point guard had quite a night.
Yes, yep. 39 points. She was 21 for 24 from the free throw line, which is about 80%. And like I said, I've always preached free throws and layups are what get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And the layups were here and there last night, but the free throws, I think we shot 80% of the team also.
Well, that's phenomenal. Tegan Haynes, the point guard, and she's been an outstanding player for you for 3 years.
Yes, yep. She's a tenacious defender. Like I said, she enjoys playing defense, and there's not very many people that like that part of it. That's hard work.
Uh-huh.
So we put her on the other team's best player usually.
Have you ever been in anything like this, Joe?
Nope. Not that I can remember anyways.
Great tradition out at center. How good can this team be?
I think we haven't quite realized how good we can be. We lost 3 seniors from last year, so we basically got the same team that we went to the semifinals with, but we're still working through some dynamics, and our depth is almost there. So we get Casey back, we'll be doing pretty good, I think.
Mm-hmm. And Casey is?
Casey Shannon. She tore ACL this summer and is coming along really well. She's supposed to go to the doctor today and find out when and if she gets released.
Okay. She's a good player.
Yeah, yep, she's fast enough. Even if with that knee injury she loses half a step, she's still faster than most of them.
Well, do you give the kids a day off today or what?
Yeah, they actually, my wife texted the athletic director to see if they could come in 2 hours late because I didn't get home till about 11:30 last night.
Wow, that's an unbelievable win for Michigan Center. 5 overtimes, and that's... you're close to a lot of records in that game for scoring and overtimes, aren't you, Joe?
Yeah, I think we were 1 point off of one of the highest. I think the state record is 186, and we had 185 points.
Wow.
I think there was only one other 5 overtime game. One of the leading point ones was 4 overtimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. I guess get some rest.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Take care.
All right. See ya.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Lusk. Done an excellent job out at Michigan Center with the girls program there.